And Rasmus drills this deep to right field. Eaton going back, and he will watch that one go over the Astros bullpen. Rasmus goes yard, and the Astros go up 4-1. Home run number 8 for Colby.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider. Eaton strikes out, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take 2 in a row in Chicago, beating the White Sox tonight 5-3.
It was all good stuff for the Astros, and it, particularly the bottom of the order. Jason Castro coming up big, scoring 3 times. Tony Kemp, first major league game, a couple of hits in this one. And I like what the Astros closer did to end the ball game. It looks like he's back.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. First road series win with the victories the last 2 days over the Chicago White Sox. And yesterday got a contribution from Tony Kemp making his first big league start. Gets the outfield assist early and then a couple of big hits for you.
Yeah, good all-around game by Tony Kemp. And it was nice to see that kind of spark. You know, contact was his friend last night. He did a good job on the bases. He had made the nice play in left field. And just a good all-around contribution out of a guy that probably left camp this season, you know, wondering, did he make a good enough impression? Was he going to actually come to the big leagues? Told me he was surprised by the call-up, but we weren't surprised by his performance.
And back in there today against the left-hander Chris Sale, who is extremely tough on lefties. You have a very left-handed heavy team, so some guys obviously are going to have to get that opportunity against him.
Yeah, I joked with the guys I was going to draw it out of a hat. We had 5 or 6 left-handed hitters that needed – 2 of them were going to play just based on the lineup construction. I knew Gattis was going to catch, so Castro was not going to play. So that left Valbuena and Kemp and Rasmus and Moran. You know, I love the way that Tony conducted at bats last night. It's going to be a tough matchup for him. Louis plays a really good third base. I wanted him back in there. And so we'll go with those two against a really tough left-handed pitcher. You know, the interesting part about a tough lefty like this is you want to make sure and give him a different look. And, you know, sprinkle a couple left-handers in there, even though it might be a tough matchup, might give him a little different approach rather than just fire 9 righties in there.
How much are you looking forward to finally seeing Evan Gattis get back there? You know, you were talking for a while about trying to find a time to get him in there, get him, as you called it, a soft landing where he could catch a couple innings in a game that was lopsided, but finally getting an opportunity to see him behind the plate today.
Yeah, it's important, you know, and I feel a lot better knowing that he's caught 4 or 5 games in AA and did his work down there and got a lot of work in. So there'll be adrenaline flowing for him. He hasn't caught in the big leagues for a while, but I'd expect him to have a nice game plan with Colin McHugh. He'll work closely with me and Strami on running the game. But one thing about Gattis, he'll be prepared and he'll be ready and he'll give everything he can.
You talk about that preparation, and I mean, one part of catching obviously is the defensive part, blocking balls, throwing out runners. But another part is obviously working with that day's pitchers, and I imagine has to help Gattis knowing a few days in advance, all right, I'm going to catch today, and I'm catching Colin McHugh.
Yeah, it does help. They've talked the last couple days, and even handling this particular pitcher in Colin McHugh, who's very cerebral in his own right, he'll work, you know, seamlessly with Gattis, and they'll develop the game plan, and Colin really knows how to disrupt timing and of the hitter, and he'll probably help Gattis as much as Gattis helps him. So I love the matchup there. They've had a couple days to get ready for it. Gattis is prepared, having caught the games in AA, and then hopefully brings us to a win.
You mentioned Colin McHugh, and you look at his last few starts, certainly has been pitching a little better, but notice quite a few hits after he gets 2 strikes, 0-2, 1-2, seen some hard contact. What do you think it is with him not being able to finish off some guys?
Mostly being around the strike zone. You know, there's an Achilles heel to his approach where I'm going to just pound the strike zone and get after it. And he does a good job of getting ahead, some foul balls up in the zone with a cutter. He can throw the first pitch curveball for a strike. His fastball's been pretty good. He's developing this changeup. He's used a little bit more against left-handed hitters. So he's got a lot of weapons to get ahead. I think the non-wipeout pitch has hurt him a little bit. And he pitches to the big part of the zone, and he does initiate contact off the barrel. Sometimes that leads to a lot of hits and maybe some counts that he could be a little bit more efficient in closing out at-bats.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more.
Here's Springer. Pitch on the way, and that's grounded. Third base side toward the line, fielded by Frazier. Steps on third for 1, throws the 2nd for 2. On the first, and that's a triple play. Unbelievable. 5-4-3. around the horn with Springer running.
That's the second time the White Sox have turned a triple play this year.
I would have never thought in a million years that George Springer would hit into a triple play. Last time the Astros hit into a triple play before Springer in the top half of the inning, April 9th, 1989. Springer hitting into the first Astros triple play in nearly three decades.
Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. We're back with Astro Lunch, and I have Tony Kemp, who made his Major League debut last night in great fashion last night. Tony, it was a dream come true, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. It was fun to get out with the guys, getting to know them during spring training, and then actually getting together for a series in Chicago. So hopefully today we can come out here and get another win.
You and I were just talking. I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect, the way you performed and also the team winning, so you could celebrate.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was a really calming feeling knowing that Fister was on the mound doing what he needed to do, pounding the zone and getting contact early, and we had good defense to go along with it.
Take me through that first at bat. So you were the ninth batter, you got to bat, and you were in the on deck circle. You didn't waste any time when you got when you got up there, but what was your plan going up to the box?
On deck circle, all I hear was George Springer's voice in the back of my head. He said, "You know, you only get one first pitch of your first at bat in the major league, so you got to swing at it."
After 34 games at AAA Fresno, first pitch line past Frazier and down a left field line, a fair ball. Castro turns at second. Now he'll try and go on the third. He'll get in safely. The throw to third gets away. It's backed up by Latos. Kemp gets to second. How about Tony Kemp? First big league plate appearance, gets a knock. And the Astros have two in scoring position with one out.
Luckily, it was a good pitch to hit, fastball away, and I got a pretty good swing on it, and yeah. Luckily it stayed fair.
And you put something behind it too. Are you pretty good at going the other way and staying behind the ball? Are you kind of inside out hitter?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I use my top hand, get on top of the ball, and make sure that I let the ball get deep, let it travel a little bit, and you just got to trust your hands at that point. And that's all hitting is trust within yourself and confidence.
Your college coach, I read some articles about you today, and your college coach always talked about a smile on your face. You're an igniter. You're the energy in the clubhouse, and you were that way all through the minor league system with the Astros. Pretty yeah. natural for you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have that energy, but, coming here, it's pretty cool. It's like being freshman year all over again in college, and you don't want to say too many things. You don't want to step on any toes, so you kind of don't bust out too much, but you still continue to have fun, and it's cool to see guys like Altuve and Correa and Springer and Rasmus, and you go down the list. All those guys are fun to be around, and they make the clubhouse, they make it really fun.
They set a good example, don't they?
Yeah, they're not the most the vocal leaders, but they're the type of leaders that lead by example, and you know, there's not just one type of leader. There's a lot of different type of categories you can put a leader under, and those guys are definitely lead by example.
Tell me about your relationship with your brother. Corey played in the minor leagues for a little bit. He's 5 or 6 years older than you. You looked up to him, didn't you?
Yeah. He started playing baseball at a young age, and I always wanted to be like him, so I started batting right-handed, and we had this little pop-up machine, and I was probably the worst hitter you'd ever see in your life, and he was about ready to give up on me until he told me to go to the left side, and I was about 4 years, 3 or 4 years old, and that's when he said, like, you know, the first ball was just laced, and he figured out I was a left-handed hitter.
Wow.
And so, yeah, he's one of those guys, you know, he's kind of like the hitting coach outside the hitting coach. He's seen my swing ever since I was in middle school, and he really understands it. And, I trust that guy with my life. And, you know, him being here and being in Nashville for the call-up was very special, and I thank him for everything.
Last thing with Tony Kemp. So, Corey, your family, everybody was out there. When you first saw him after the game, was it pretty joyous?
Yeah, I tried to keep it in. I had a couple people that I had to bypass at first. But I was holding the news in, and I can't even tell you what I said to those fans before I went to my parents. I kind of just said, okay, thanks, and I appreciate it. And, I just beelined to my dad and my brother. And, I got a little emotional just because you go through your whole life, and, you know, you're 10, 11, 12 years old, and you're going around a Pigeon Forge in Florida and Georgia and Texas to all these tournaments, and your dad and your mom are breaking their necks just to get you there for a weekend, and then you got hotels and just the grind of all that. It's nice to see it pay off.
That's Tony Kemp. Great job last night. Keep it up.
I appreciate it.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Craig Biggio came up in 1988 and played in 50 games. By 1989, it was obvious he was ready to catch every day. The Astros thought they had traded Alan Ashby to the Pirates for Glenn Wilson, but Ashby had tenure and he nixed the deal. Shortly thereafter, the Astros released him and Biggio took over. On this day, May 19th, Bidge caught one of the best games Mike Scott ever pitched, and coincidentally, it was against the Pirates. With two outs at home in the sixth, Bill Doran smacked a two-run triple to break the ice. Meanwhile, Scott was working on a no-hitter. He lost it in the eighth when Glenn Wilson, of all people, singled up the middle. Doran singled in another run in the bottom of the frame, then Scotty took it to the barn for his sixth win of the year.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.